Kuf Nun Gimel Aleph. Kuf Aleph. Ein Lignois Me'ilim Shishtamish Vehem Hedja the Tashmish Kedusha. If you want to make a garment for the Sefer Torah, mantle for the Sefer Torah, you should not use garments that were used for people. And kosher you came for something that was used for Avodah Zarah. It's not considered covered Tashmish Kedusha to use something that was used for a regular person beforehand. The Mishnah says that for mitzvah it's permitted. But here it's talking about the Tashmish Kedusha. Tashmish Kedusha is Sifrei Kodesh. But even for mitzvah, you shouldn't take things that we use the Kovah of Avodah Zarah to beautify Avodah Zarah to use them for mitzvah afterwards. So you shouldn't take material that was used in the Kovah of Avodah Zarah for a talis. That's really not a disgrace to use. These things are used for Isra, for Mitzvah. And Mar says, also lastly, Isra is Zoyna v'chikelev tov l'shem Mitzvah. Payment for Zoyna should not be used for Dvar Mitzvah. Just like you're not allowed to use them for Hektish, also for Dvar Mitzvah they shouldn't be used. Or if you sold a dog, the money that you got for that should also not be used for Dvar Mitzvah. So these are not common things. So you shoot this money from these sources, you should use it for Beis Knesses or Sefer Torah, to buy Sefer Torah. In respect to the Esnan Zoyna, the money that's given as payment to the Zoyna, it's only the money that was given exchanged for this Nus. If they gave him money, you can use that money for Dvar Mitzvah. In other words, basically it means that you shouldn't have the Sefer you're buying to put in exchange for a door. But if you bought if you bought something in exchange for the dog, now you want to use that mitzvah to for dvar mitzvah. That's all right. Amikvah zayin elo Israel. I believe the police kedushas magdishin magdishas davar mutar lekabel mihem. The only time that's considered as zayin is if a woman is an erva to the person who she was with. But if it's a woman who's not married, it's not considered as nus. That's provided that she's not Isanita, but if she's Isanita, then she's also Isakoris. Simcha Beis, Odom, Shoya Rogan, Shom Mitzvah, Kohen Galila, the Eire, Oinis, the Oini, Nosakol Mitzvah, Acher, the Acher Kahesh, Roitze, Shayasulo, a Mitzvah. Person who had a schus for a certain mitzvah, for example, Galila, used to always pay in the beginning of the year, they give him a schus to be the Galila of the Sefer Torah. Well, something happened that he couldn't continue doing it, or because he wasn't physically able to do it, or he didn't have funds to continue paying for it. So, if they put somebody in his place, the halacha is like this. If you know he's not as wealthy as he was, but he can still afford to buy this kibbutz. They decided that he doesn't want to bother with it. Such a case, he lost his chus, because he could have kept it in bar, he wasn't machshav it. Aval, nothing to shame, if lo yad, he had a reason to see, but lost his machshav, you know, he said. V'at the yinshu yodu, lo yad, so this goes with mitzvah, sorry, but last, so this machshav, you know, he's a mitzvah, and he's a mitzvah. If he had no way of paying for that mitzvah when he lost his money, and then he got his money back, then he has right to get his chus back, and he can tell the other person, I want to come in, even in the middle of the period of time, and take over. Kamavan, the second guy paid for it, so he has to reimburse the second guy for the amount of time that he's taking over. The Shavuot says, the person has a chazok and a mitzvah, you should not change it, even if the one who wants to take it over is more learned than the first one. If there's some type of time that the first one gave up, he's not interested in continuing, then it has to be discussed, and maybe the second person has the right to take over. Says if somebody was replaced by somebody else, so they shouldn't keep both of them together because that causes animosity. They try to find some keeper for the other person. If the reason why he lost the job is because he's a Navera, then he's not entitled to get it back. Maybe Rabbi says something about it, maybe he was closer to the truth. He does have right to get it back.